So here we go with the saga of the Nissan Leaf purchase. Yesterday I went down to Barcelona to check out the concessionario, the dealership where the car is. And I managed to get in there just in time to catch the salesman before he went off to a meeting. He said he's going to be going away about 11:30, and I got in there just after 11:30, and he spent a few minutes with me, and he was very helpful and friendly. Despite all the problems we have had with him sort of not being very good at communicating, not sending replies to emails or answering the telephone and stuff like that. And basically he's going to try and see if he can get me back onto the government incentive money grant again. And I don't know if they're going to sort of delay the delivery of a car to me. You know, when I'll be able to drive it home, I don't know. I'll find that out today. He's going to tell me at some point in time today, if he actually rings up. Because I know what he's like, he's about to bloody forget. But anyway, I got in there and the car was in the showroom. And I was surprised to see that it's got 64 kilometres on the clock there. I don't know what they've been doing to get 64 kilometres on there. I mean, there was still the wrapping on the gear lever. I don't know if they run around the factory a few times before they send them out to the showrooms, or if it takes 64 kilometres to get them onto the transport to get them down to wherever they're taking them, but still. But I was sitting in the car and taking photographs and inside and outside. I love the smell of the new car. The seats in there are absolutely gorgeous, kind of leatherish sort of seats with nice blue stitching on them. The whole of the car just exudes quality and finesse, and I'm actually really pleased that I'm going to be getting this car. I had been thinking of getting the Hyundai Ioniq instead. I mean, that's quite a class car as well, but I don't think it's quite as good in as the Nissan Leaf. The Nissan Leaf just looks nicer. So I was sitting in it and playing with some buttons, going through some menus and trying a few things out. I can see it's going to take me quite a bit of a time to get things set up to have it just the way I want it, ready for driving. There's all sorts of settings and things for the lane control and the way that the clock works and the way that there's just a whole lot of sensors and cameras and stuff like that. And it'll have to be sort of programmed in and get it set up just the way I want it. And I'm looking forward to doing that. It's going to be nice to be able to sit and then have the time. I mean, all the settings in there were all in English for me, which was great. At some point in time, I might change them to Spanish, because since I'm living here in Spain and wanted to get in there with the language. In my Renault Clio, I've got everything in Spanish anyway. But to start with, I'll do it in English, because there's quite a few sort of different various levels of menus and settings that I need to go through and see what they are in English first and understand everything before I sort of change over to put in a different language. So it's all looking pretty good. So am I happy now? Well, I'll tell you what, I was delighted and happy as anything when I saw the car there. And extra happy and delighted when it was just totally gorgeous. I mean, it's a red car and it's got the black sort of highlights around it. The tinted windows on the passenger windows at the back and the rear windscreen too. All look very, very nice. There's some nice blue sort of little bits here and there on the bit, but it says zero emissions on the side, on the doors, and also there's a bit around the rear, at the lower part of it, which looked very nice. Inside the car, well, we've got some lovely blue stitching on the leather seats, and there's blue stitching across the dashboard as well, which is really kind of nice. It looks classy. And then, say, the sitting in the car, very comfortable. There's that console thing in the middle which kind of sticks out a bit too much, but I think I'll get used to that. The last time I was just driving the Nissan Leaf, when I went out on a test drive, I never noticed it. Maybe we would on a long trip, I don't know. We'll have to see how that goes anyway. I'm looking forward to doing a long trip and doing a bit of planning as to where I can sort of stop and charge and stuff like that and go to the next destination charge or whatever else I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be doing some driving places just for the fun of it, I think. Anyway. So I was sitting in it and playing with it, and I went and sat in the back seat and tested out how much space there was. Now I'm about 1.8 metres tall, and I've got the seats more or less towards the back of the, as far as back as it'll go, to give me plenty of leg room. And with that, I was sitting in the back seat, and there was still plenty of room for someone sitting in the back. Not the same in my Renault Clio, which I was surprised at, with it being a bit of a sort of estate-type car, you know. But in the Nissan Leaf, there's plenty of room for my legs, and the seat, I think it must have been set a bit higher on this one, because when I tried it out previously, I was able to get my feet underneath the seat in front. And with this one, when I got into the back, I was sitting in there, feet was tucked underneath the seat in front, and I had that gave me a bit more leg room as well, and it was quite comfortable. For someone sitting in the middle, there's a bit of a hump on the floor there, which kind of gets in the way, and it's going to be a bit of a tight squeeze as well for someone sitting in the middle, but it is possible to have three in the back, just about. So that was that. And what else? Looked open in the boot of the car, and in there we've got the two cables. There's the Minneke's Type 2 cable for plugging into the Type 2 chargers, so I'm going to have one of those at home at some point in time. One of those comes free with, or €1,000 worth of free from Nissan. And it comes with a granny type charger as well, where you can just plug it into a normal sort of electric socket. The Schüco plug, as we have here in the in Europe. So that's going to be good anyway. Looking forward to getting out of the car and giving it a good spin. Now, the big question is how long am I going to have to wait? Well, I'm kind of hoping, and I was hoping as soon as I got into the car, that I could have it within the week. My day off is on a Monday, and to be able to go and pick it up next Monday would be just perfect. I mean, I would be tempted, if the car was ready on Friday or Thursday, to drive in or get someone to drive me in and go and pick it up. Friday wouldn't be so good, because coming out of Barcelona on a Friday at that time of night would be just absolutely dreadful. And not really the sort of thing you want to do in a car that you're just only getting used to. So maybe next Monday will be the best thing. I'll have to think about it and see how it goes. The salesman was being very nice again, and he was asking me about what time I got finished at work and stuff like that to be able to go and pick it up. So if there was a chance that I could get in there, and I wouldn't get in there till probably 6 o'clock or somewhere about that time, maybe 6:30, depending on what time, who can give me a lift in there, or how that's going to work. Or if I had to take the train even. So it looks like it's going to be a week at least anyway before I get the car. It could be even longer than that, so it depends. If it takes a little bit longer to set up this getting the government grant money, maybe that could round it out to 2 weeks, who knows. But I was asking him about that. He was saying that this government incentive money starts in June, or it's been available in June, and I was saying, well, I don't really want to wait a month or 2 months before I can get the car. Now that it's actually here in the concession area of the dealership and sitting there waiting for me, I don't want to sit in there doing nothing while I could be driving it. It might not even be possible for me to get the government incentive money. In that case, then I'll just send the money in there, I'll get the car and I'll be done with it. We'll see how it goes anyway, but I can't wait to get my hands on it and be an electric vehicle driver and owner. Can't wait. Anyway, this is Dave Allen having a bit of a chat about electric vehicles, and in particular my Nissan Leaf, and I'll talk to you again soon. But bye now.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.